You're listening to Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis, in for Cynthia Canty. Anne and John Hoyt have a cheesy relationship. No, really. They make artisan cheese together and co-own Lilinois Cheese. Anne is from France and John is from Detroit, and they met on a dairy farm in Switzerland. Now they make cheese together in northern Michigan. But the changing dairy industry nearly forced them to close their popular business. I read about it recently in the Glen Arbor Sun. Anne and John recently decided that they would retool and stay open. And I asked her just how important is milk to her business.
Okay, milk is your number one ingredient in your cheese, in your cheese making in general, and basically no milk, no cheese. So good milk and plenty of it is the only way to run a cheese making business.
And in this article where I originally saw your story, I saw there were at least four, maybe a half dozen different dairy farmers in your area who have closed down in recent years. This, I imagine, has made it more difficult for you to have a one-on-one relationship with the dairy farmer that you were working with.
When we started here, Lilinois County used to be, a little bit more of a dairy industry. When we came to Lilinois County, there was just a handful left of dairy farms, and it was in the early 90s. You know, it was just fine, and those at least five dairy farms, and we had the choice of picking up milk and going to different dairy farms as long as the farmer was willing to work with us. And in the last, I'm going to say it started at least a good five, 6 years ago, the price of milk started to go down and down, and it started getting harder and harder for the farmers to make a living. And also, not only the price of the milk, but up here, one of the big problems is finding help, any kind of help to either to work on a farm or to work with us in the creamery. And so when it comes to the point of you have nobody to help you, and you are also barely making any money, you just choose to switch or close your business, and that's what happened with the dairy farms here. Dairy farming is very labor intensive,
right,
and they all choose to close their farms and switch to meat. Hmm. Actually, they still have cows, but they now go in the beef industry instead of milk.
How many gallons of milk do you use every week?
Every time we make a batch of cheese, we use about 400 gallons of milk.
Wow. So it's a little bit more complicated than just going to the grocery store in Traverse City and picking up a bunch of gallons of milk. You really do have to have a one-on-one relationship.
Yeah, we go to the dairy farm. My husband is a licensed bulk milk hauler.
Hmm.
You have to be licensed to pick up milk at a dairy farm, and this is and we get the milk raw, and we take care of everything. We do all of the tests and pasteurization and everything here. I mean, it's the
okay. So you're picking it up before it goes to a processor as well?
Before, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have a small truck. We have a milk truck called we named the Milky Way. We actually go to the dairy farm before the very big truck comes, because that dairy farmer produces a lot more than 400 gallons. But yes, we have to get the milk before they come.
And so, Anne, I'm happy to hear that you are keeping your business open, at least for the foreseeable future. Is there some point where you would have to retool and think again about whether or not it was worth carrying on?
Well, at that point, I think we are very happy with that decision. We are reinventing the Lilinois cheese wheel and doing something a little bit different. So breaking our routine, but staying in business, staying open, and keep making cheese. And I really want to see our place, our little location here on M22, stay in the food industry and not becoming a brewery or winery, which is, we already have so many now in Lilinois County, So far with that idea, this is very positive, and we can keep moving forward. I think there's a lot of good things that might happen here with Lilano cheese, and the idea of not closing is also to help us figure out what the future is going to be.
Well, Anne Hoyt, as somebody who loves to consume cheese more than I drink beer, keep it coming.
We will. Power to a cheese.
Anne Hoyt is the co-owner of Lilana Cheese. Anne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day and keep eating cheese.
Anne and John made a big decision to stay open, but they're also facing an uncertain future. That's the case for farmers and the agricultural industry throughout the state.